Big Blessing Services. Meet us at one of these services, and I declare you will be glad you did. Now, let's go into today's blessing lesson. I want to share a word with you right out of the Word of God. Well, I just want to say again, welcome to the Miracle Prayer and Blessing Hour. And I am your host, James Broadnax, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to call your attention today to the Word of God. And you know, we are on our way to Pentecost. Yes, we are on the road to Pentecost. And I want to thank God for the Word of God, because everything the child of God need is in God's Word. Jesus told us in Mark chapter 13, verse 31, that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not. Other words, the Word of God is going to stand forever. Isaiah penned it like this: the grass withered and the flower faded, but the Word of our God, it is going to stand forever. So I want you to hear me. Everything the child of God need is right here in God's Word. But this is the deal. The Word of God tells us in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, the Word of God said, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. But in all of your ways, acknowledge God, and he shall direct your path. Now the Word of God says acknowledge. Acknowledge meaning that you're going to agree with the truth. And what is the truth? The truth is God's Word. From Genesis to Revelation is the truth. And I believe with all of my heart, soul, and mind that many of you that are listening right now, it is your time to begin to walk in that power, in that anointing that destroys yokes, in that anointing that lifts burdens, in that anointing that gives you victory in every area of your life. But let me tell you this. You cannot live a successful life in Christ without the Holy Ghost, without the Holy Spirit. There's no way that a child of God can live a successful, blessing life without the Holy Ghost, you see. And the Word of God says here, as we are on our way to Pentecost in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, the Word of God says, but you shall receive power. See, you need power to deal with this devil that we are dealing with. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye should be a witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, we are right there in the uttermost parts of the earth. But notice he said that you shall receive power. You see, and that's why you got to understand the Holy Ghost. You got to understand the characteristics of the Holy Ghost, who he is, you see, in your life. And then here, I want to call your attention to the Word of God. And 1 Corinthians 3:16. See, the Holy Ghost is more than just talking in tongues. The Holy Ghost is more than a praise break, and I love the praise break, but the Holy Ghost is more than that in a child of God's life, and that's why we got to understand who he is, you see, and the Word of God says here, in this 1 Corinthians 3:16, it's the question, know ye not that ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Thank God for the beautiful sanctuaries that we build, and we should build them. But I want you to know God's real dwelling place is not in the building. Yes, his presence shows up in the building. His glory shows up in the building. But God's dwelling place is in the believer. Yes, God lives on the inside of the child of God. That's why if you're going to live a successful, blessed life in Christ, you got to know who lives in you. Paul came with the revelation that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Then he began to pin this, Christ in you, your hope of glory. Yes, he lives on the inside of every believer. So he asked the question, do you not know this? That your body and that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. That's why you got to understand the power of God in you. Yes, I'm the preacher. I'm the man of God. Your pastor, he the preacher. He the man of God. But you got to understand the same power that dwells in us, that same power dwells in you. You see? So we got to bring you into the awareness of who the Holy Ghost is in your life. And once you understand the power of the Holy Ghost in your life, then you understand the power of God in you. Understanding this, God is omnipresent. God is everywhere at the same time. But God's true dwelling place where he lives and where he desires to live is the inside of every believer. And it is the Holy Ghost that gives you the power to triumph. It's the Holy Ghost that gives you the power to have victory in every area of your life. In Luke chapter 10, verse 19, this is what Jesus, these are the words of Jesus. And he said that I have given you power, glory to God, to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And if you know the Holy Ghost lives on the inside of you, wherever you are right now, open your mouth and shout, I got the power. Yes, you have the power. And the power we are talking about is the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, beloved child of God, you cannot live a successful life in Christ without the Holy Ghost. Let's go over here to 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 19. And he's asking questions here. And many a times we are asking questions because we want the child of God to learn. We ask questions because we want the child of God to get better. We ask questions because we want the child of God to understand what God is saying to the child of God. Listen to me very carefully. What know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. See, he didn't say the church building. He didn't say the sanctuary. No, he said your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. That's right. He lives in you. You see, in Old Testament, we have it better, y'all, because in Old Testament, the Spirit of God came up on them and enabled them and then empowered them to carry out certain assignments, you see. And then the Spirit would lift off of them, you see. But with us now in New Testament, not only is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God, is upon us, listen, he lives in us. He dwells within us. And that is what gives you the power to triumph and to have victory in this earth realm. So back to this 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. Listen to me. But you have of God, and ye are not your own. Verse 20 says, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Listen to me, beloved child of God. These are the things that you learn when you come to this Word of Faith Kingdom Church. This is a teaching church. And a teaching church is a learning church. And if you are ready to get better, you want that closer walk with God, you want to understand the power of the Holy Ghost, who He is, I'm talking about the one that lives on the inside of you, then all you got to do is just start coming here to this Word of Faith Kingdom Church. Bring your Bible, bring your pen, bring your notepad, and I declare you will see the hand of God move in every situation in your life. This is your friend, James Broadnax, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. The old clock on the wall is saying, my time is up, I gotta go. But I pray that I see you Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m., Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive, here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Hey, I will see you then.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Or call 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to join us next time for another faith-filled word with Pastor Broadnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast.
God, Jesus, I love you.